Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Some people are posting their Uber application up on their Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Apparently, some people have already applied to be an Uber driver here in Saskatoon, and they are only a few steps away from actually getting, like, their Uber license or whatever it's called.
Cool.
One of my friends only needs, like, an SGI inspection, and they're good to go. Now, I don't know if that means that Uber's going to be hitting the streets of Saskatoon this week or next week
or
something like that.
No dates yet.
Nothing. I wish there was, like, one of those planes that had, like, a message written behind it where it's like, Uber's now available. Just flying around Saskatoon on the day that Uber is available. Because we don't know. We're just being kept in the dark, you know? And we've been waiting so long for Uber to come to Saskatoon.
That's the thing.
Okay? We've been waiting so long. And then all of a sudden it passes and it's like, yay! And then nothing. We've heard nothing since city council decided it's okay. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. And I feel like because we have waited for it for so long that, you know, we're chomping at the bit here, dying to just take an Uber. And then can you imagine once it is here, how many people will be like posting on social media, took my first Uber today.
I look forward to those selfies. There are going to be so many of those. Saskatoon right now is kind of like Game of Thrones. Stick with me on this one. You know how in Game of Thrones, it's always like, winter is coming. Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
It's been like 7 seasons and they still haven't hit winter yet.
I'm pretty sure winter is not coming at all in that show. Like, seriously, get to winter already. That's kind of like what's going on in Saskatoon right now. Uber is coming. Uber is coming.
It is.
Uber is coming. Is it coming, though? So if Game of Thrones and Saskatoon had a baby somehow, this is what it would sound like.
Uber
is coming. Might just be the cold.
Uber
is coming.
It's cold outside. You don't know cold.
Uber
is coming for him. It's either me or this cold, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere.
Hello. Uber
is coming.
You look cold, boys. Tis a bit nippy.
Uber
is coming.
Curling. More specifically about curling, the wardrobe. The wardrobe movement that is happening, and it all basically started in 2010, Winter Olympics in Vancouver. The Norwegian men's curling team wore some pretty flashy pants, and they were meant to just practice in them, but a snowboarding team were like, no man, you should totally wear those. So they did. And now it's become like kind of a thing for them. And it's kind of spawned some other people to go ahead and dress a little bit different.
Not all snowboarders talk like that. Come on. They're not all like, hang loose, bro. Like, they're not all. There are some snowboarders out there.
That was a generalization.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, on top of the flashy clothes, men are sporting a lot of, like, you know, fancier haircuts.
Yeah.
One of them did his curling in, like, a Chuck Taylor Converse shoe.
Yeah.
Some of them are wearing backwards caps.
How dare they?
Traditional curling is kind of morphing.
I love that, though. I love that. Curling should take this and run with it. The fancy pants, the out there clothing. I kind of want curling to turn into the WWE, but not like today's WWE.
Oh,
I'm talking like WWF back in the 90s before the F was taken out, you know, with Stone Cold and The Rock. I would love if curling turned into that.
Because they had entry songs?
Yeah, exactly. Like intro music. They're doing like promos backstage, like Kevin Cooey, I want you, brother. You know, at the Briar this year, I want you, Randy Ferby. You're going down, you know?
Trash talking.
Curling is exciting, but you can't describe it in an exciting way.
Yeah.
So what's curling? Ah, you throw some rocks down a sheet of ice.
And you sweep it to make it go faster.
That's boring. Like, that's all you can do. But if you say, like, oh, yeah, people are getting in fights backstage. They wear some super awesome clothing. There's a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming. Maybe people would tune in and realize how awesome it is.
You're right.
Plus, I just want to see Kevin Cooey lose his mind backstage on the microphone.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's behind the scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Guess what I did for fun on Saturday?
What?
Cleaned out the fridge.
You know how lame you just sounded in that sentence?
You know how lame I feel? I spent 2 hours.
Why do you need 2 hours to clean your fridge? How dirty was your fridge?
I pulled out all the shelves and washed them and like wiped down the interior of the fridge. I got a toothbrush out and stuff.
A toothbrush?
Oh yeah. Hardcore.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
One thing we like to do on Monday mornings is slow down Coach's Corner to make them sound drunk. We call it Drunk Coach's Corner, obviously.
I watched the game last night, Kingston. You know, they got a young couple. Watch this Tomasino, nice winning pass earlier. Watch this movement. It's a Bobby Orr move. Watch this. Good tick like that. That is unbelievable. This guy, and this guy is, you'll be telling me about him.
Well, I'm going to coach in the top prospects. Well, I won't be coaching. I'll be standing there while Brent Sutter coaches. But
Stacey, have you ever had a weird neighbor story? Like a neighbor that just made you super upset over something?
Not really. We had some weird neighbors, but nothing that was, like, overly upsetting. If anything, it's more entertaining.
Okay.
Because you see what they're doing, and you're like, what is wrong with you?
You've never had, like, a friend's situation with a naked ugly guy or whatever? Remember the guy who lived across the street from them? They'd always creep on him?
I do remember him.
Yeah,
the weirdest thing right now that we have is our neighbor next door. Around the clock, 24 hours a day, CNN is on the television.
Oh,
and I find
really?
That very strange. And in the summertime, when the windows are open, you can hear it. So you wake up at like 3 in the morning like I do for work, and all you hear is like, blah, 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 CNN talk.
News junkie over
very
there.
Very weird.
Robbie Williams, his neighbor is Jimmy Page.
Well.
They live right beside each other. Apparently, these two do not like each other at all. Like, at all. It's gotten so bad that Robbie Williams has started to blast music like Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd, and Deep Purple because he knows that Jimmy Page doesn't like those bands. And he's blaring them as loud as he can on his super fancy sound system to try and make Jimmy Page move.
Wow.
They don't like each other at all. Apparently, sometimes Robbie Williams will dress up like Robert Plant to annoy Jimmy Page.
Holy smokes.
Like, they just go at it, apparently. Now, apparently, Jimmy Page doesn't really do anything back to Robbie Williams.
Right.
It's just Robbie Williams doing all this stuff. But I kind of wish that I had, like, a neighbor feud like this. I've
you
never
want
had one.
A feud with
I've
your neighbor?
I've never had one before. My neighbors now, great people. Just fantastic okay. people. And I wish that they were kind of more jerky, if that makes sense.
Be careful what you wish for. You could get a crazy guy who's going to poop in a box and leave it on your front doorstep.
But I would come back with something even better. See, that's what I want. I want the back and forth. Oh, you're doing this, hey? Well.
And then he slashes your tires, and I read a news story about you on cruise in the mornings.
You know what, though? I'm like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. I got a bunch of plans ready to go.
One of the foods that might be getting cut off the old healthy, good-for-you list is orange juice. And you think, well, that's crazy. In all the commercials, you know, it's like a bowl of cereal with a glass of orange juice. Mm-hmm. Turns out, way too much sugar in a glass of orange juice. There's something like 16 oranges in the average carton of orange juice.
Whoa.
And there's just too much natural sugar. Because what it comes down to is oranges, of course, are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
One orange, good for you. But when the average person sits down and has a glass of orange juice, it's a tall one, and maybe there's two of them involved.
Maybe there's some vodka in there.
Exactly. But what they say, if you want to have a healthy serving of orange juice, it should be half a cup.
Half a cup of orange juice?
Half a cup is like three gulps.
Who's having half a cup of orange juice?
Nobody.
Like, zero people. My fiance was on the keto diet for a long time. And I learned this like 6 months ago. Like, there are unhealthy sugars and there are good sugars. That's what I always thought. But apparently all sugar is just bad. So I sat down and had a glass of orange juice. And my fiance is like, you know how much sugar is in there? And I'm like, but it's orange juice.
It's a fruit.
It's fruit. You know, I'm doing a good thing. I could be crushing a Diet Coke right now. But no, I'm having OJ. And it's like, no. That's really, really bad for you. Turn my world upside down. I always thought OJ was good. And now it's the devil.
Well, it's the serving size. That's what gets you every time. And I have no concept of serving sizes. What does that even mean?
Have you ever looked at some of the serving sizes?
That's hilarious.
On Pop-Tarts, it's one Pop-Tart is a serving size. But they come in two. Like, in the foil, there's two, and yet the serving size is one. Why are there two in the foil, then, Pop-Tarts? Riddle me this.
So if you are not following Saskatoon Crime Stoppers on Facebook, you are missing out.
Yeah.
Saskatoon Crime Stoppers on Facebook is absolutely bang on with the perfect amount of humor. So much so, their page has more than 31,000 followers, making it the number one followed Crime Stoppers Facebook page in North America.
Go us!
And Woo! One of the most followed in the entire world.
We're number one!
This is crazy. Apparently, their Facebook page has grown from like 15,000 followers since the start of 2018. Mm-hmm. And the reason, again, is their sense of humor. These guys are killing it when it comes to the right amount of humor mixed with the perfect dumb criminal sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things on Crime Stoppers, it is the petty crimes. It's break and enter. It's vandalism, that sort of thing.
Still crime, though.
They're not making fun of homicides and things of that nature. What they're doing is they're trying to catch these little common criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the new features they have right now is where they've taken a still shot of surveillance footage
mm-hmm.
of somebody who's wanted for something, and they've gone to the work of moving the eyes and mouth
mm-hmm.
and voicing over the conversation that they think would be had between the two criminals.
Yeah, and here's one example of that.
Hey, did you see the latest Crime Stoppers thing?
Yeah, it featured us and Let's Break and Enter. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to watch this garbage. There's like zero chance of us going to jail.
Ah, classic.
If you say so, but I'm like super nervous about it. Hey, what happened to the third guy we were with?
He's the only one that didn't look at the camera.
Lucky him.
You know what? That needs to go on our sign. Instead of Saskatoon Shines, it needs to say, Saskatoon, we have a drive-through pierogi place, and our Crime Stopper page is gold.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.